as consistent as possible. All the tapes should be the same.
Yeah.
And you notice this is not a stereo.
Uh-huh.
See? So, thank you very much, sir.
This lady has taken the state of Alabama. She is an Alabamian. And she has gone to start in the, on the coast, and she takes in the recipes of the shrimp boats and that sort of thing. Then she goes from the coast to, she comes on up into Alabama. She's got four sections of section is the wiregrass section. That's down around Dothan.
Mm-hmm.
Then she comes on up to Coastal Plains, and that's where we live.
Coastal Plains? Have you found a lot of recipes in there that you knew?
No. Well, there's some that I know, but that she, yeah. Tennessee, she goes to the Tennessee Valley. Oh, some of them I know. Some of them are basic things that you know anyway. And you cooked as long as I have. And then the Appalachian area. And the place is real interesting. And I knew I wrote that thing down somewhere, and I've been looking everywhere for it, and there it is.
Have you ever made crackling bread?
That is good eating, but it sure is bad for you.
Well, how do you mean, is it bad?
So greasy.
Is it greasy?
Of course, it's all those little crunchy pieces of that fat that the lard has come out of, and it's crisp, and you have those all in there. It is good, though.
It sure is.
Now, how do you make that again?
You put bread, meal, and water, salt, and the cracklings.
But the adding of the cracklings.
That's all. Just add the cracklings
to a common cornbread mix.
Is it now it's baked?
Yeah,
or is it fried?
You bake it in just like you do cornbread, and it's crunchy and real rich. You see, with all that fat crackling.
Well, what might you eat with that?
Oh, a ton of greens, peas, any kind of vegetables.
And. You wouldn't like eat, maybe a ham and beans or something like that with it?
Yeah, they would be good. That would be real good.
Because it all has that kind of...
yep, all real fat.
Okay. What would you call a big black pot that you might boil clothes in or something?
Wash pot.
Just a wash pot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about something that you might heat water and pour, it has a little spout on it and you heat water in it, maybe in a fireplace or something. You have any special names?
Kettle.
Well, I guess you're talking about the old black kettle.
Okay. Okay. And like that orange thing on top of your television there where you put your flowers in, what do you call that?
Call it a vase.
Vase?
Never would call it a vase.
Okay, you can see what we're doing. All right, what eating utensils would you find on a table?
You know, about the silverware and so on?
Yes, sir.
Well, knife, fork, spoon, and sugar spoon, maybe.
What a knife.
Yeah, butter knife and a dessert spoon. Got one right in there right now. Grapefruit spoon and large dinner spoons for peas serving that.
But on the older farms, or you might just have two or three.
Well, we had most of those things, and we sure didn't have any money.
So you had almost all of those, and you still considered those fairly commonplace items to have in the kitchen.
Yeah, if your folks were anything at all, you didn't have to be rich to be somebody
right.
In the old culture in this country.
Now, you don't find most of those things in white homes.